At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For us who are not performing Hajj, this year, number one, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to go for Hajj and Umrah. Ameen. Is there a way for you to attain a similar reward or the same reward, i.e. the forgiveness of your sins as well as attaining Jannah? And the answer is, for every single one of us, whether we are performing Hajj or not performing Hajj, there are many, many, many different ways to attain this great reward. Yes, the Hajj has its virtue and its bounty. However, for this year, most of us, if not all of us, are not there. So we've got to look for alternatives so we can attain a similar reward at this particular time. Today I want to touch on one act of worship, and I want to touch on it in depth. Why? Because when you ponder over it and you think over it, you realize that it's an act of worship that is open the whole year. It's not like Hajj where it's at a specific month or specific days in the year, no. And this act of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in many verses of the Quran. In fact, when you look at the essence of Hajj, what's the essence of Hajj? The essence of Hajj is, yes, it's pilgrimage, there's ibadah, but the main thing is to find or to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to renew your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go and witness and put life into perspective. Why have you been put on this earth? So that's one of the main objectives of Hajj. And when you look at the act of worship I want to talk about today, even though we've discussed it many a time, but today we want to touch on it from a different lens. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps its door open the whole time. And there's many verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. Today I want to start with one verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about turning to Him. In the verses which are known as the verses where Allah is describing Ibadur Rahman, the worshippers of the Most Merciful, He mentions different qualities and different traits. From amongst them, when they spend moderately. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They are not involved in immorality. They don't kill. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever engages in these major sins, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا, whoever engages in these major sins have definitely fallen into error. And يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the punishment for them on the day of judgment will be multiplied. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا, and they will stay in there, i.e. in the punishment and the fire, whilst they are disgraced for a very long time. And then he makes an exception. He says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except those who taba, they repent. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person made a mistake. Illa man taba wa amana. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. And they do good deeds. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just say He forgives their sin. No. He says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. These people who sincerely believe, they repent, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they change their lives for the better. Allah will change their bad deeds into good deeds. Allah says, the bad and the evil they committed. You find a person, for example, they were far away from Allah. No salah, no acts of worship, no belief, and all of a sudden they want to rectify. They want to come close to Allah. He says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. These people, Allah will change whatever evil they had into good deeds. Now you find today somebody, you tell them, you know what, brother, rectify your life. You've made a mistake, let's move forward, let's correct our course in life. And they say, I'm waiting to go for Hajj. Don't worry, later on I'll go for Hajj. And then my life will be rectified. Who knows when you will go for Hajj, number one. Whether you will go for Hajj. And if you go for that Hajj, will your Hajj be that which is known as Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur or not? So, for us who are not performing Hajj, as I mentioned, there are many ways to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of them is through sincere tawbah, belief, rectifying course in life, rectifying your path and trajectory in life. And Allah says, those who sincerely repent, not only will their sins be forgiven, He says that He will change whatever bad they had into good deeds. And during these blessed days, which are the best days of the year, what better opportunity? What better opportunity than this Friday, this Jumu'ah, to sit with yourself, take account with that which has passed between you and Allah, and say, oh Allah, I am going to rectify this in my life. I am going to sincerely repent. And when you look at the human being by nature, yes, the human being forgets, the human being makes mistake, the human being commits sin, but there is no true believer, no true believer who, whilst they are mindful and they know the boundaries of Allah, they try to challenge Allah, the power of Allah. No, there is no true believer like that. Rather, you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when describing the human being, when he slips up or when she slips up, He says that when they committed their sin, they did it in a state of jahala, ignorance, a state where shaitan had whispered to them and eventually got the better of them. And still he calls us to make tawbah. That's why he says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. He's speaking about the door of tawbah being open for who? One of these categories of people. They made a mistake, they committed sin whilst in a state of ignorance. يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Allah says, then they make tawbah immediately. Min qareeb, immediately. They don't commit the sin and forget about it, no. One of the signs of iman, one of the signs of iman, when a person makes a mistake or they commit a sin, they understand that.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
They've disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That guilt that you feel is a sign of iman. Use it to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. He accepts their repentance. He accepts their istighfar. That's why when you look at the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, in some verses of the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala makes mention of some of the mistakes they made, some of them. And when you look at the common denominator between all these anbiya, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the mistakes they made, immediately they made tawbah. Last week we touched on Adam alayhi salam, and I'll touch on it briefly because we'll go through the other anbiya. Adam alayhi salam, when he made a mistake and he ate from the tree, Allah jalla wa ala describes him, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. He describes him as having made a mistake, gone far away from the commandment of Allah at that particular point. وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. And after that Allah says, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. There was tawbah involved, and Allah specifically selected him, chose him once again. You know, when you have a position in society, or when you have a position wherever you are, and due to some mistake of yours, you end up losing that position. You end up being looked down upon. Imagine Adam alayhi salam had a position, and then due to the mistake he made, he was lowered from that position. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Allah selected him, i.e. he was chosen again. And Allah forgives his sin. And Allah sends him guidance. When did that happen? After tawbah. After tawbah. Nuh alayhi salam, he calls his people for so many years. Eventually, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. After that, the water has settled, the ark has settled, and he remembers his son. So he asks Allah about his son. Oh Allah, forgive him. And as we know, those who believed were saved. And Nuh alayhi salam's son, he refused. He didn't want to be with those who were saved in the ark. Rather, he argued with his father and he said, قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Don't worry, you carry on in your ark. Today I will climb the highest mountain and I'll be saved. And as we know, he wasn't saved. So Nuh alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah reminds him, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Oh Nuh, he is not from the family of believers. He's not from your family. Then Allah warns Nuh alayhi salam. Immediately, what does he say? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Oh my Lord, I seek your protection, I seek refuge in you, that I asked about something which I had no knowledge about. And oh Allah, if you don't, forgive me. He's asking for mercy. He's asking for forgiveness. He's repenting. Then I'll be from those who are losers. Then I'll be from those who have lost. Similarly, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, eventually at the end, when they realize their mistake, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Oh, our father, their father was a prophet, Ya'qub alayhi salam. Oh, our father, ask Allah to forgive us because we made, or we committed a major sin. And he asks Allah to forgive them. Some of the ulama mention that Allah forgives their sin. Allah forgives their sin. And later on in the Quran, wherever Allah mentions asbat, some mention that these were some of the children or the progeny of Ya'qub alayhi salam. They were prophets who also came from amongst them. So when you look, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, use this opportunity, these few blessed days, even if you're not performing the Hajj, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you make that your life mission that you live by, regardless of the mistake you make, turn to Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sin. Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِّمَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Allah describes himself as being غَفَّار, the one who is most forgiving. For who? لِمَن تَابَ. Those who repent sincerely to Allah. Wa amana, they believe in Allah. Wa amila saliha, they do good deeds. One of the signs to show a person's sincerity in tawbah is, do they follow up this repentance with sincere good deeds, with action? You know, when people speak amongst us and people are known to make promises and they don't fulfill, what do we say? It's all talk, no action. Allah Jalla wa Ala reminds you in these verses. He says that when you make tawbah, one of the conditions for it to be accepted is you rectify your ways and you start doing good deeds. And there's countless verses in the Quran wherein Allah Jalla wa Ala gives us hope, where He invites us to make tawbah and to repent. So don't allow these few blessed days to go by, except that you've asked Allah to sincerely forgive you. Because at the end of the day, yes, we know the virtuous days or the nights of the month of Ramadan. And we find, mashallah, during the month of Ramadan, especially the last 10 days, especially on the 27th night, people exert themselves to the best of their ability. You find the masajid are full. You find people giving out charity as much as they can. Any other good deed people want to carry out, which is excellent. However, we forget that these days, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, are even better than the days of Ramadan, as well as all the days of the year put together. So ask yourself, all the good you do in Ramadan, are you also exerting yourself during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? The door of fasting is open, as we know, except for the day of Eid. Except for the day of Eid. And we know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us or encouraged us to fast on the day of Arafah. For those who are able to, you are encouraged to fast from the beginning of the month up to the day of Arafah. You're unable to, no problem. At least the day of Arafah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam informs us, whoever fasts on that day, his sins will be forgiven for the coming year and the previous year. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to turn to Him and to make the most of these blessed days. Ameen.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.